Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We are going to have a wonderful program today, which we're going to get to in just a moment. But at the beginning of every program, we, as you know, if you're a listener, we appeal to you for your thoughts, your ideas. Perhaps there's a particular topic you would like us to explore. Happy to do that for you. But we need to hear from you. And I'm going to give you two ways to reach us. First will be good old mail. And that's simply put a stamp on an envelope and send it to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466, Greenwich, Connecticut. The zip code in Greenwich, 06836. That zip code in Greenwich again, 06836. Or if you're on the computer, would like to email us, please do so at clemons10@aol.com. That's CLEMONS, the number 10, at aol.com. And while you're on the computer, I invite you to go to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. You could find that at spirituality.org. That's spirituality.org. And while you're there, not only will you find articles and other features, but you'll find our radio program, Thoughts for the Week. And you can listen not only to this one, but also to a number that are archived at that website. And you can take care of that at your leisure. Again, that's spirituality.org. Well, first I have to inform you that my co-host, Dorothy Riera, unfortunately is not available for today. And but I know she sends her very best to all of you. And also, I am now delighted to welcome the executive director of the New Covenant Center. We'll learn what that is in just a moment. It is one of the programs of Catholic Charities of Fairfield County. And I'd like to welcome John Gutman. John.
Nice to be here, Father. Thank you.
And we're delighted to have you here. And we've had so many guests from Catholic Charities. It's always great to highlight the work that's being done. And today we're delighted to highlight the New Covenant Center. Please tell us exactly what the New Covenant Center is.
So New Covenant Center started out, its first name was the New Covenant House of Hospitality on West Main Street, our first location in Stamford. And we just celebrated our 40th birthday on October 4th, and we're now called the New Covenant Center, which is more indicative of our growth and our reach in the community. We went from 2,000 square feet. We made a stop between West Main Street and where we are now, 174 Richmond Hill Avenue, at the Yearwood Center, and which is right across the street on the west side of Stamford. And 40 years later, we are providing, we're basically a food insecurity program, which means we have a soup kitchen, the only one that's open 365 days a year within about 11-mile radius, and a food pantry. So we are truly a food hub, the largest program of that kind with food, number of meals served total in Lower Fairfield County. That's not a number that we shoot out there proudly. The goal is to reduce that number. But we are the New Covenant Center, and we provide a variety of other services as well.
Now, Catholic Charities of Fairfield County, what other centers are there?
In the food insecurity area, we have three other programs. There is a senior nutrition program right in Stamford that serves daily meals, hundreds of daily meals, to seniors in about six towns, going from Greenwich up to the Westport-Wilton area. And there's New Covenant Center. Then there is our Morning Glory breakfast program and pantry in Danbury. And we have the Thomas Merton Center, which is fairly well known in Bridgeport, serving breakfast and lunch Monday to Saturday. And each of those programs offers other services as well as New Covenant.
Yeah, I'm sorry Dorothy couldn't join us today because she was really anxious to speak to you about and praise that senior nutrition program, which she has personally helped others use. Now, when we think about Fairfield County, everybody thinks about a lot of hedge fund managers, a lot of wealth, a lot of yachts on Long Island Sound. We know that the state of Connecticut, especially for those who might be listening in other areas, the suburbs usually are pretty well off. The cities, however, another story. You're in Stamford. How great of a need is there in Stamford?
First of all, Father, that question is asked of me by everyone. I was just interviewed by two students, one from Sacred Heart, the Convent of Sacred Heart in Greenwich, and one from Greenwich High School. And they asked that question because it's so prevalent, you know. And the reality is where New Covenant Center is, along with other agencies that help in different areas, is the area of greatest need. There are 21,000 people in Stamford, one-sixth of the population, who are not getting 90 meals a month, three meals a day. And if they are, they're not healthy and nutritious, or as healthy and nutritious as they should be. And that's kind of shocking to everybody. So part B of that question often is, so where are these? Or, you know, how come we don't see these people? Because many of them fit in. A lot of them are not homeless. They live somewhere. They have clothes on their back. They are groomed well enough. And you pass by them every day, but you don't know. But they walk into our place, lunch and dinner, every day, Monday to Sunday.
Would you find many of them maybe classified as the working poor? They have made jobs, but they're totally insufficient as far as the money they make in order to just provide those kind of meals? Or are these really people who do have a place to live, but that's about all you could say as far as their net worth?
New Covenant Center really tries to help everyone. These are people who are just generally hungry, and they come in and wanting a meal and other services for the most part.
Now, you mentioned that idea of the other services, and as familiar people are in regard to soup kitchens and being able to provide food and. Like I've been involved with the Merton House years ago, and I had some volunteers from the high school go down and work there, and they identify that. But now this is, as you mentioned, you expanded your facilities. Right. You mentioned the idea of security and other services. Please let us know what else is going on besides providing food.
Right. So to be distinct here, our soup kitchen, which we call a cafe, is open Monday to Saturday for lunch and dinner and for lunch on Sundays. Our food pantry, which is our self-select grocery store, where people must apply and prove to us they live below the poverty line. I'll get back to your previous question. That's the difference. The poverty line in Stamford, most recently, was defined as $11,500 for an individual income, gross, and $24,000 for a family of four. So when we talk about working poor, the Working Poor's United Way has taken the lead along with other organizations, and it's called the ALICE population. And the Working Poor is defined as a two-person working family with two children, five and below, at $63,000. That's the Working Poor in Stamford number. For us, the poverty line is $24,000. So New Covenant Center is serving those people first and primarily, and there are still hundreds more just in our mile or two of New Covenant Center on the west side that are not getting the amount of food that they need. And that is our challenge, to identify more resources to bring them in to get food. As far as other services are concerned, those are the two main feeding programs. And we also work with Inspirica House, which is a women and kids shelter every day, 40 weeks a year, except for the summer. We're providing them with a dinner every night for 35 moms and kids. We work with St. Joseph Parenting Center across the way at the Yearwood Center, a wonderful program. We provide about 150 pounds of food to them for their parents that are getting counseling every week. And our own Catholic Charities Immigration Program, which has done a wonderful job. We now provide them space to provide that service in our facility for Lower Fairfield County. So that's another thing. We also have a partnership with Building One Community, which was known as Neighbors Link. They have a very deeply rooted and wonderful program called their Culinary Skills Program. And some of our guests, if they so choose to sign up, a nine-module, six-month course to learn the skills so that they can get into this business if they want to get into the food business or the hospitality business. For example, we host it. It's their program. New Covenant Center is looking at launching a maintenance skills program because we know a lot of people that come into our cafe are day workers or laborers very often. They may want to expand their skill set and learn janitorial and maintenance skills. We're looking at launching that program.
So you're kind of focusing on jobs that may be available or more readily available in the area?
I don't know about availability because, you know, that can be cyclical and up and down depending on a lot of situations. But in knowing who our guests are, and we call them guests, not clients, better helps us identify what other programs we can provide that gives them the tools to maybe move a little further ahead toward employment and puts them on a path towards self-sustainability. They come in hungry, Father, but they have a lot of other problems. Everybody would notice what that problem is. And our staff does a wonderful job of sitting down with them and being there and problem solving for them. Not formal casework, but everyday problems that they have and moving them forward, giving them places to go or ideas to solve whatever their problems are. And if we can't, we make a referral to agencies in the area that can, whether it be housing assistance, of which Catholic Charities has a very robust program as well, or shelters. We have contacts there. And so on, or dental, mental health, whatever it may be.
Well, I was just about to mention that because I can imagine that a goodly number of people who come in, your guests, many may have challenges within their mental capacities as far as, you know, mental health, general mental health. Others is simply perhaps a lack of education that would allow them to move ahead. From the mental health point of view, does your New Covenant House able to address those needs, or would we have to refer them?
That's a difficult answer because while we're not trained, none of the staff is trained as a social worker or medical person of any kind, psychiatric and so on. A lot of what we do is intuitive. It's in the moment.
I thought this.
In the moment. And somebody may say, one of the staff may say, could you use a shower, for example? Could you use a meal? What comfort could we provide? That kind of thing. Yeah. And it opens up a conversation. And at that point, we make decisions depending on what the issue may be. And sometimes we're able to get on the phone or call somebody and solve it right there. Maybe it's as simple as going to the computer and giving them an address of somewhere to go. But you're right. In many cases, we need to refer them to agencies that are experts in the area that we think or they ask for help in.
Yeah, I could imagine. You don't know who's coming through the door. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of regulars, but other times you're not sure, and so that intuitiveness is so important. Is the staff trained at all in regard to that, or do you tend to find people who become staff members have that skill to begin with?
Most of the staff members, all of the staff members that we have a big heart. They do. So it's in there to want to help. So when I first came on board, I had to be trained by Michael Tintrip, our COO at Catholic Charities, and the rest of the staff. We're constantly being trained on how to engage with our guests, you know, how to get them to open up if they so want to open up, but not push them to. So it's a little bit more of a natural environment. And hopefully they do, and we do our best. We are not judgmental, and we try and extract from them what, if any, needs they have. And then it's just a matter of falling back to our resources and our intuition and what the next step is. So we're not trained, but it's intuitive for all of us.
Part of the work of this radio program, of course, is try to do a little bit to get your message out, to get reality out. As far as in the city of Stamford, I'm just wondering if you had some sort of, or how do you yourselves get the message out, and do your guests form a network of getting that message to the wider community that they may live in.
There's no doubt that our guests that come in for a meal every day or are provided groceries once a month are getting the word out. I mean, absolutely. If they have friends, they're telling them about New Covenant Center, and they're telling them maybe about other programs. United Way has a booklet. I'm part of a food collaborative that we distribute in Spanish and English, both online and in printed version, at least once a year, that identifies every single food resource in Lower Fairfield County, particularly in Stamford. And we hand this out in the food pantry to people. So not just New Covenant Center providing, because that's only one day a month. And we're giving them 10 days of groceries, three meals for each of those 10 days, and that's one-third of what they need, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I believe we may give more days of groceries out than any other organization. A couple of others in Greenwich and Darien, Norwalk, give out about 5 to 7 days of groceries. So there's still many needs and resources for people to get food besides just New Covenant Center. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm sure they can spread that word around, too, that they're able to know where to go to survive a month.
So that's correct, and that's what our guests do. As far as what New Covenant Center does, we spread the word through our marketing communications platforms. Mm. Obviously, the old way of print, we have pieces that tell potential volunteers and donors what we're looking for, what our needs are, whether it's for the food pantry or volunteer service in the cafe or toiletries and those kind of items that we need for a shower program. We have a video that you can go see. I would encourage everybody to go on YouTube and check out New Covenant Center's 40th anniversary. Mm. It really brings you inside our facility to meet our guests, those who have had success stories, and we'd like to think most have had. Of course, we have a newsletter if anybody's interested. You can go to newcovenantcenter.org to get information. And volunteering is usually where it starts for people in any manner. And that would be David Lovegreen, and there's information. He's our volunteer coordinator, and you can get to him on our website.
Now, you mentioned volunteers, and I was going to go right into that next. Someone who says, gee, you know, this is something I really want to do something for this New Covenant Center. And it's interesting, I've gotten some information on what really, if someone wants to donate or do things, do you need? So I'm going to ask you. Some say, gee, money is the best thing, but if you want to bring certain goods, these are what we need, and also what not to, what you can't use.
Volunteer, advocate, donate. Those are the three words that we use a lot in our marketing materials. It starts with volunteering, whether it's a young person. They often ask me, I don't think I have enough money to give you from my allowance, or I don't have food, my mom does. So I'll say to them, if you gave us a penny, if you're so inclined, of your allowance, that's great. If your mom is cleaning out the cupboard and there's a soup can, we'll take that too. And oh, by the way, we can give people expired foods that are listed on the cans because they aren't actually expired. They have a long shelf life. And we rescue that food through a lot of partners of ours. The Connecticut Food Bank, the Food Bank of Lower Fairfield County, Food Rescue US, and a lot of the partners, ShopRite and Stop and Shop and Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fairway. You know, so there's a lot that you can give. You can come in and give your time. You can, if you're a young child and you want to draw a placemat showing that we'll put those placemats on the trays so people may smile when they get their food from an 8-year-old, all the way up to stocking items in our food pantry or repacking bagels into smaller giveaway packets to creating packets of toiletries for our shower program. Mm-hmm. So it starts with volunteering.
Yeah, I think it's awfully good that you've mentioned different aspects of what the work may involve or how volunteers may get involved. Because sometimes you see it as where someone has to serve food, place it on tables, give up. And then maybe they feel like, gee, I really don't feel like being involved with waiting on guests as they come in. But, gee, I'd really like to get more involved in trying to provide other services, and you certainly spoke to that very, very well. I'm very pleased.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's good.
And there are many other opportunities that are seasonal. We have a organic, sustainable outdoor garden in our back parking lot, as an example. And we've gotten some young people involved and some garden clubs that are giving us the seeds and plants to plant. Then we get young people involved to learn new skill sets.
You see, that seems to be a really important thing. And it is really the old give you a fish or teach you how to fish is coming across there. What do you, you know, as you take a look at your involvement, what do you see on the horizon? What would you like to see developed in the program or enhanced in the program? Or do you see a particular new need coming along?
Well, first it starts with what you have and can you expand on that. So we have a food pantry, self-select grocery store, where we went 3 years ago when we were in the old facility to now from 400 families to 140 families to 525 families, serving 1,250 individuals. 3 days a week. We used to be 3 days a month. We're now 3 days a week and one Saturday morning every month. There's still a couple more hours on each day that we could expand and a couple of days of the week that we can still provide to get to that. We know the need is there. We have a list of hundreds of people that are waiting to come in. Our challenge is to find more resources or more food from current resources to bring that in so that we can turn the food and feel confident that the 15 categories of food and the fresh and frozen food that we offer will be there for 10 days worth of food for each person that comes in during the month. So food drives, for example. Anybody that's listening today that's interested in doing even a family food drive or a civic organization food drive or a school food drive or a congregational food drive, we're open to that. We need more food for our food pantry.
Yeah, I was concerned about that. And I've seen that in Merton Center, too, that need to sustain a continuous flow of food products. And so far you've been more or less happy with what you've done.
I think so. I think when you look at our three-year trend, we've gone from 400 people to 1,250. That's a 200% increase. Divided by 3 years, that's pretty good. But we know there's still many others. Just to give you an idea, I mentioned the number 21,000 people who are not getting 30 days of healthy and nutritious food each month. We have 3,500 people coming in per year. So there's still 18,000 out there that haven't found New Covenant Center. And we know a lot of them live in that very tight West Side area.
Mm. Now, I know before the program we talked about you and your own background and that you were no stranger to radio stations.
Yes.
And I just wondered how you came to Catholic Charities.
I have two boys, and when they were 10 and 7, my then wife and I were raising them in Greenwich. And we were part of a congregation, and they were already serving one Sunday every month, and we decided to join them. So one Sunday every month for what amounted to 8 years, my sons and I would wake up on a Sunday morning and with one of those big trays make boiled peas and rice pilaf and slice some onions, seal that up and bring it to New Covenant Center, and that was our contribution, and we also served that meal. That was 14 years ago. Is how I came to Catholic Charities and New Covenant Center.
And your own background, though, is in communications?
Yes. My background is marketing, business development, and sales for brands like NBC, Time Warner, the National Basketball Association, mostly in those areas. And I was always passionate. For whatever company we worked for, there were always causes and charities that we tied into sponsorships and marketing.
When you, and I was interested in this, and it probably fits into a lot that you've mentioned today, and that life coaching area. Well, perhaps you could explain a little bit more about that.
Your audience can't see this, but I'm smiling because my staff and I just debated recently. I think we are calling it life strategies as opposed to coaching. Because
that does sound better.
Right. And you know, in deference to the experts and the people who have degrees in this area, you know, they may be coaching more. We may be showing a couple strategies from our personal lives that maybe they could use, kind of thing.
Does that, I'm just wondering what areas that would get into, as far as a person who comes in with, I mean, does a person come in saying, listen, I'd really like to know how to get myself better organized or present myself better how do you employ that life strategies approach?
I think it's different. It's case by case, depending on what the situation is. Lisa Hines Simpson runs our shower program with an assist from David Lovegreen, and people come in and they're always asking, how are you doing today? And out comes whatever comes out. Mm-hmm. And somebody may say, boy, I could use a pair of socks, or I'm cold, or I have no heat in my place, or I don't know how to get to the motor vehicle department. I don't have any transportation. So this just leads us to thinking about, you know, these are questions that we have in our lives at some point.
Sure.
And so, again, back to the I words, intuition, that kind of thing. And so it's strategizing with them or giving them ideas on what they can do. And if they can't accomplish that, maybe we give them ideas on how to make that happen by making a phone call or finding a ride for them from another nonprofit that may provide transportation to and from to get a service, as an example.
Now, if people come in and you could almost determine that there might be drug use, I don't know if they ask or mention that or admit to that, but you, is there certain things, do you ever approach them and say, you know, we have this program in case you're interested, or is it always coming from the guests themselves?
It's a great question. We have to be very sensitive and careful. I would say, on balance, if we see somebody that's out of sorts, no, we don't approach them, generally. If we see a behavior that causes us concern or consternation that it could lead to a scene of some kind or angst on their part, we may approach them and say, are you okay, or how do you feel today? Not so great. And we may suggest that they sit in a certain area of the dining room. Or if somebody is really out of sorts and potentially disruptive to their fellow guests, our chef knows, Maria Lagos knows, to give them a dinner to go. Mm. And we say, why don't you come back tomorrow when hopefully you're feeling better, that kind of thing.
Mm. That's great. Well, we're almost over with our program today. I just wanted our listeners to have another reminder of where to contact the New Covenant Center. And just to remind our listeners, we've been speaking to the executive director of the New Covenant Center in Stamford, Connecticut, a program of the Catholic Charities of Fairfield County. How, John Gutman, do our listeners reach you or reach your center?
So while we're Stamford-based, we do serve the communities of Greenwich, New Canaan, and Darien. And we are located at 174 Richmond Hill Avenue in Stamford, at the corner of Richmond Hill and Fairfield, about a quarter mile from the train station. And they can reach us at newcovenantcenter.org, newcovenantcenter.org, and reach out to David Lovegreen for volunteering, or myself, and okay. I can point them in a direction, John.
Terrific. Gutman. So get online or give them a call, the New Covenant Center. Thank you, John Gutman, and thank you, our listeners. Join us again next week.